Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I know I say this all the time, but every single night I go to bed and I say, you know what? The world just cannot get any crazier. And then I wake up the next morning and I read the news. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Let's get into it. I know a lot of people push back and say, oh, George, this stay in your lane. This isn't really macro stuff. It is. It really, really is. Because if you want to understand macroeconomics, you have to understand politics and you have to understand what's happening in society. And so a lot of times when I talk about the woke stuff or this, the global elite, the World Economic Forum, if you don't understand that stuff, you are not factoring, you're not using all of the data that is at your disposal to make good decisions for your financial future. Because if you don't think what's going on with the global elite will possibly affect your financial future, you are whistling right by the graveyard. And that's just, I think, a statement of fact. So you can't sit there and just say, oh, I want to focus on the stock market only or the bond market only. Listen, what's driving a lot of that is politics. And what's driving politics is society in some ways going off the deep end. And I think what's driving the politicians and the CEOs, especially with this woke narrative, is the global elite and the Marxists and their push or their desire to push towards a socialist utopia and a centrally planned global economy. So anyway, let's get into, I don't want to call it a story, but here you go. So this, I mean, I tweeted this out yesterday, and I thought it had to be a joke, but I've seen it pop up in USA Today. I see it here, Yahoo Finance. So here we go. This is from Joe Matthews, and he wrote a column titled, California Should Abolish Parenthood in the name of equality. And if you think that's bizarre, just wait until we get into the story. It gets even crazier. So if California is ever going to achieve true equality, the state must require parents to give away their children. Today's Californians often hold up equity, the goal of a just society completely free from bias, as our greatest value. Man, it takes me straight back to Milton Friedman. Because he warned us of this so many times, that it's not about equality, it's equality of opportunity. And you cannot, and then it takes me to Thomas Sowell, that you cannot eradicate discrimination. You can't eradicate disadvantaged groups. You're always going to have that, because at some point, the effort to try to decrease equality lowers the standard of living for everybody. It's costs and benefits. These people just completely ignore costs. It's just staggering. But here we go. Governor Gavin Newsom makes decisions through an equity lens. Institutions from dance and, I mean, just think about that, an equity lens. So why do we even give grades to kids in school? Why? You get some kid that studies really hard and gets an A, another kid that doesn't study gets a C or a D. Well, how can you not just give them both a C? And because you could easily say that the reason that kid didn't study is because he was disadvantaged somehow. He had parents that didn't value education. And therefore, how can there possibly be equality, quote unquote? You see, if you take this to its logical conclusion, it takes you into this parallel universe, this bizarro world that is just this incredible dystopia where the government really becomes the parents. I mean, I think that's really at the end of the day, the objective here. Institutions from dance ensembles to tech companies have publicly pledged themselves to equity, but their promises are no match for the power of parents. Fathers and mothers with great wealth and education are more likely to transfer these advantages to their children, compounding privilege over generations. As a result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle, social mobility. Holy cow. My solution, make raising your children illegal is simple, and while we wait for legislation to pass, we can act now. The rich and poor should trade kids, and homeowners might swap children with their homeless neighbors. There you go, guys. This is the world we live in. These are the quote-unquote solutions that are being proposed. Not free market capitalism. Oh, no, 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 no. Government control to the point where the government tells parents what kids they should raise and tells the children who their parents should be. And it goes back to what I just said. I mean, is it a huge leap to say, well, the next step, because how do we know those parents are good? Just because they're rich doesn't mean they're good. So the next step just becomes the state. The state being the parent. Can't you see where this is going? How do people not see the slippery slope? How do you not study history? Look at what happened in communist Russia. Look at what Stalin did. It's the exact same thing. I mean, this is just complete insanity. And again, I hope this is a joke. I hope it comes out that this is just a big farce. And it's just, and this guy is just trolling rational people. We'll have to wait and see.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
And if you think this is insane, oh wait, there is more. Let's go to my Twitter feed. And this is something that, I mean, honestly, I have no words, guys. So I'm going to show you here this video. This is Australian propaganda. Now, I don't know if this is from the government, or let's actually click on this here. And the guy says, this Patrick Bateman says, they/thems are saying it's not propaganda because this is satire, or it's just TikTok. Who cares? And he comes back and says, no, this is actually government funded. So this video, according to this person, has been funded by the Australian government. So just keep that in mind as we go through this horror show that is this TikTok video. So first of all, it starts off with two kids, and they're gay. Just go figure. Of course, anything from the government has to look. And oh my gosh, I mean, even if I was a gay person, this video would be completely offensive. I mean, like you're wearing a beanie with a gay rainbow heart on it. I mean, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So when I tweeted this out, just FYI, I gave a warning and I said the cringe factor is absolutely off the charts. So that's going to be the end of my commentary. I'll let you guys sit back and enjoy the show.
So now lockdown's over, should we go out and do something on the weekend? I mean, the new Spider-Man movie's coming out.
Oh, that is true. Should we go see?
Nothing?
Great idea.
Hey, two tickets to see Spider-Man, please.
Sure thing. Can I just see your vaccination certificates first, please?
Of course. Here you go. My parents haven't let me get vaccinated yet.
I mean, you're over 14. You don't actually need to get their permission.
I don't.
Want to go do it now? Go on a vax day?
That sounds fun.
Ooh, let's go.
Hi, done and ready for your vaccine today?
Yeah.
Can I just see it?
All time.
So you can't look too bad, was it?
No, thank you.
Anyway, in the waiting room, and if you need your medications, here you go. Make sure you don't see it next time.
There you go. So, that's what we're dealing with. That's what global governments are pushing upon us. Basically, they're telling 14-year-old kids to ignore your parents and do what we say. If we tell you something is good, then do it. Obey us. Don't obey your parents. Now, I could go on and on and on about how insane that video was and how these types of videos will lead to economic disaster in the future. Why? Through demographics. And that would take another half hour video. So I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole here. But the main takeaway is we literally have governments that are promoting the idea to 14-year-olds that if their parents are against something that the government approves of, that they should ignore their parents and obey the commands of the government. Obviously, you can see the overlap between this video, which is just straight propaganda aimed at kids, and this article we discussed where this gentleman actually had the audacity to claim that it's a good idea to ban parenthood. And really what where he's going with that is the state should be the parent. And Australia doing the exact same thing. That's the message here, guys, that the state should be the parent. So again, I'm not bringing this to your attention to be funny or entertaining. I mean, for most of you on this video, I would assume that you have the same feeling as I do after watching this video, reading that story, and that is a feeling of utter disgust. But the bottom line is if our objective is to understand the world around us better, if our objective is to push back against the authoritarians and stand up for individual freedom, sovereignty, liberty, and free market capitalism, we need to be aware of what these governments are pushing. So there you go. I mean, I'm sure most of your jaws are on the ground just like mine are. So I guess the moral of the story is tonight when you go to bed and think that the world can't get any crazier, remember this story, remember this video, and keep in mind, you could see another video like this tomorrow. Hopefully we won't, but we'll have to wait and see. In the interim, guys, enjoy your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. Let's push back against these insane authoritarians that want the government, the state, to be the parent. I'll see you in the next video.